Before we start this episode, please forgive us for the audio quality today. We are both sick with a cold. Mm-hmm. I have a sinus infection and we are sitting in bed so Fatima can put her
very swollen feet up.
And so we're going to try something new. So apologies for not only, I know you've been familiar with Fatima's windedness, but I also sound winded and have an occasional cough.
See, that's for making fun of me.
That is for making fun of you. So how are you feeling?
How am I feeling? I'm feeling very much pregnant. And I have...
Oh, like, and by the way, you're 38 weeks.
Yeah, I'm over 38 weeks. Give me that extra day. Mm-hmm. 38 weeks. So this is about a week more than I was with our first son. And so my feet, I can't get them under control. Both my feet and my ankles are so swollen and my hands are swollen. But the worst thing with your feet and your ankles is that you can't fit into any shoes. And so I had a doctor's appointment today and I had to go into the city and it was freezing. It was supposed to snow, but it didn't end up snowing.
Thank God it didn't snow.
Thank God.
Because you didn't have any boots to fit.
No, I had no... I don't know if I would have been able to go. I think you would have had to drive me because my feet, I had my slip-on sneakers from last pregnancy, which towards the end, it was nice and warm and I was able to wear these slip-on sneakers. And once again, I did not go all the way to the 40 weeks. So the swollenness is, you know, to a next level of swollen. And so I had to put on those shoes because that's everything. I tried on a couple too, some old sneakers I had. So anyways, I had a little bit of earlier appointment, so I went in a little earlier and was there like an hour before my appointment. So I went to Target to see if I can find some sneakers, even if it was slip-on, the same ones I had. I just needed something to at least fit because these both didn't fit and they didn't keep my feet warm. So it just, the recipe for disaster. I'm searching. It's one of those small, dinky little Targets that's in the middle of the city. So it's not like you're, you know, super Target where you have so much stuff.
It's like a Target Express.
Yeah, like a Target Express. Very helpful when you're in the city and you see new grab stuff. Not so much for if you are trying to do like, you know,
an actual Target shopping
trip. Yes, the Target shopping trip where you let them, where you let the store tell you what you need. So I found the shoes. It was like literally, I didn't even tell you. It was like a row, like one shelf of shoes and that's it.
That's usually how the men's section is at every store.
Well, yeah, I guess. And the sizes went from either it was a size 6 or it was a size 10. and like barely anything in between. And I needed about 8.5 because I'm usually about half and half size up to maybe 9. And Brian, it's your face because when I jump ahead. Anyways, I got these sneakers. They're ugly. They barely fit. My feet still was lifting up because it was a size 9. It was too big. I needed an 8.5, at least for these sneakers in Target. So anyways, I still purchased them because I'm like, if I'm walking to the doctor's or if it's my feet gets really cold, I might just have to bite the bullet and just keep them. Uh-huh. And they were $30 and I'm not cheap, but I'm also like, I would rather spend $30 or an extra $20 and get a pair of $50 shoes that is just
better suited for you.
Exactly. You know, these I know I'm going to get rid of a few weeks after I'm pregnant because my feet will finally, hopefully, because my sister texted me, she's like, does your feet go back? And I'm like, well, it did before. It could potentially not go back fully. Anyways, it's a long story. Long story short. Anyways, so I don't end up putting the sneakers on. I go to my doctor's appointment. I don't end up putting the sneakers on. I managed just to push through it. And then when I got back home, I was like, let's go to Marshall's, my next favorite store that I love going to. And now Liam also is obsessed with Marshall's, mostly because he thinks it's the train store, because we found one good train there that is like one of his favorite trains.
You give him a toy every time you go to Marshall's.
No, that is not true. That is not true, because we walked out of Marshall's with what? How many toys?
No, we didn't have a toy.
No.
Not today.
I let him know.
Like, there was no toy section left at Marshall's.
There was no toy section. There was one. Row. He was really good about it, though, for being a 3.5-year-old who thinks that this is the train store that he finds trains at. And we found nothing. And he was just like, okay, mommy, like, didn't really see anything that I, like, really want. So, we went straight to the, it was a Home Goods Marshall. I have to set this whole scheme up for you guys. A Home Goods Marshall, like, superstore. I love this place.
Combined.
And so I cut over to the Marshall section and I'm looking for the shoes. You know, we found a couple of good options, one in which I can find the size I need. The other one was really cheap. It was like $16, but it was literally like wearing house slippers. And I was like, well, what am I doing here? Because it might snow in between now and when I have to go back outside again. So that was a no. I tried to find a few sneakers, just too narrow. It was like, even if I can get my foot in, it was so much work. I was getting winded just to even try and do it. I think I broke a nail trying to get one on.
He did.
Brian brought me over these really ugly boots. Juicy Couture boots that I'm like not really good for slipping on when your ankle, like the swelling is like up to your ankle. So I was like, that doesn't work. I need something easy. and so then finally we go over to another section and, you know, I'm looking through. I see some like slip on like moccasin type shoes. Mm-hmm. And then Brian, in like those, I couldn't find in my size. And then Brian finds these. I think they're growing on me. But there's like these waterproof moccasins.
They're waterproof moccasins.
Yeah, they're waterproof moccasins.
They're slip-on. They check all the boxes.
They're slip-on. They're
furry on the inside.
He showed them to me. I was like, no. And then he's like, well, they're waterproof. And I was like, okay, fine, just give it to me. And he hands me the size 9? No, you hand me a size 10.
I said give you a size 10.
Because the 9 was...
size 9.
There was no 9. So he gives me a size 10. So I'm like, oh, this is definitely not going to fit. Like, I'm a normal size 8. Sure enough, they did fit. Or elite. Like, even if it's like, it is a little bit of room, but it's not like my foot slipping out because of the way the ankle, how the shoe is constructed. Like, it fits, right? And it just feels like a nice slipper. And usually you want a little extra room in your slipper. And if I need to wear really thick socks, that works for me. So I end up loving them. I walked to like over to the mirror to like look at them and I'm like, okay, they're black. And the other ones I got were white. And I'm just like, they just stand like, it's like, hello, look at her like really swollen feet when she's wearing all black and these white sneakers. Yeah. So here it just kind of like blends in with my, right now I just wear a uniform of like leggings, and I have like a few of these maternity shirts that are like pretty much all black or gray or white. Leggings that are black or gray with one that is green. So I have a uniform. So the black shoes go perfect with that uniform. And I walked out with them and I'm rocking a size 10 and they're so comfortable though. I like immediately put them on when we got out to the car. I couldn't wait because I was like, I haven't had shoes in, I don't know, it's been like a good month that I have not been able to fit into my gray sneakers because that's what I've been rocking before.
Has it really been that long?
Yeah. I have not been able to fit into like sneakers for like a month now. Because like I remember at the beginning of last month, I'm like, oh my God, I can't get these shoes on. And I couldn't get even all my slippers sneakers on. Like before that, when I was going into office or to the doctor's appointment, had no problem. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, you can't fit into any shoes. So that was my adventure. I'm so excited about these shoes and I might end up getting a pair in like my normal size. Like that's how comfortable these things are. Probably not.
You might have to go back.
No.
maybe we should wait to see if your foot goes down.
No, it better go down. But I'm excited though because I just need to make sure like you're right. Like it's getting cold out. It might snow. I need something to like keep my feet warm. And even though I feel like any day now I can give birth and like all this will disappear and I'll instantly, but that's not going to happen. Like, and if I think about it, I'm like, looked back at some photos and I saw that, oh no, you were swollen for a good month after you had given birth. You were still very much swollen. Cause I remember I went sandal shopping with my sister Mary at Target and the shoe, like there was just certain shoes I could not fit into right away. So I will be needing these probably into February. Yeah, I will be, but I'm excited. I will be rocking those loud and proud.
I'm glad we found you those shoes today.
So yeah. I'm Fatima.
And I'm Brian. You're listening to Millennial and Pregnant.
While we're talking through another pregnancy, this time we're doing it with our 3-year-old.
We think we know what to expect this time around, but somehow it still feels new.
Today is another check-in as I made it to 38 weeks.
Are you comfortable?
Yes, I'm comfortable. Okay. As comfortable as I can.
Do you need any more pillows? You gotta get that foot above your heart.
I know. That, I don't think I'll get so winded. People won't understand me. So this is as good as it's going
to
be.
Okay. Let's see what we have to cover. I think we'll just jump into 38 weeks and talking about sizes and symptoms. We'll start there.
Yeah.
So the baby's the size of a leek.
Whatever that means.
I don't know. It looks like a bigger, I really don't know what a leek is. It looks like a bigger green onion.
Okay.
Or scallion, which I know that's not one and the same. possibly weighing 6 pounds. 6¾ pounds.
Okay.
Why does that sound wrong? 6¾ pounds.
Six and three quarters. I think it's the way you wrote. I don't know. 6¾ sounds about right.
And then the next 2 weeks will be focused on brain, lungs maturing. So that's...
Which makes a lot of sense because I've had... it's been hiccup central for the last few weeks, to be honest with you. And they say as the baby is starting to practice breathing, they can take in some of the fluid and have hiccups. And so I've been experiencing a lot of hiccups lately.
Getting those lungs ready. Mm-hmm. Because hiccups are also practicing, right? Breathing. The baby will also be... like they should have a firm grasp by now. So when they're born, they go and grab your finger.
Oh, remember the cutest thing when they take your little finger.
When they put Liam on the weight container and under like the heat lamps. And I just went over to him and he just grabbed my little finger. Mm. And it was like pretty firm. I'm like, ooh, like what's going on here? That was so cute. And, less room doesn't mean less kicking. So they should still be pretty active, so keep up those kick counts. You are going to be feeling Braxton Hicks more occasionally if you haven't started.
Fun, in which I looked this up and I'm just like, okay, what do I need to look out for Braxton Hicks contractions?
Did you have any Braxton Hicks with Liam?
I don't remember if I did, but one of the things were, if you feel like your stomach is getting like really tight, that can be... Braxton Hicks contractions or like what your normal contractions would have felt like, which was like getting your period, which I guess I felt that for like a second this weekend where I was like, wasn't like where I had said, it feels like I'm getting my period.
Yeah.
And luckily that I didn't have it, but my stomach has been like getting tight, but mostly I think it's because when he's stretching out,
becomes an amorphous.
And you can see that my belly, like it just shifts in weird, weird ways. And Brian's like, what is happening? My doctor is always like, you're like all belly. He's like, the baby's right there. So every time he goes to do the ultrasound, he's like, he says it's right there. It's so easy. He doesn't really need to search for it. So like the baby is right there. So whenever he's like stretching or kicking or moving, sometimes like I don't know if I just don't even notice it, but you're like, oh, look at your tummy. I don't know why I keep saying like my brain's not working today.
Forgive us for our brains. Now you should also be looking out for that mucus plug.
My sister texted me. She said, is your mucus plug still in? I taught us a few things to look out for, like to know if you're in active labor. And one of those things are the mucus plug, which, it's a mucusy type. It's exactly what it sounds like in your cervical canal. And it helps to prevent any bacteria or infections getting to the baby. So once that comes out, like, that's one of the things that your baby becomes exposed to, any infections and stuff, and it brings you closer to labor. So if, that comes out, and I believe if your water hasn't broken, you're still fine. But if both come out, then your baby's exposed, and you would have to, if you're not progressing a lot, they would have to induce you, but they would want the baby to come out as soon as possible.
Yeah. The feeling of nesting I feel like you've had that.
Blown nesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything. Something's not in its place. Something needs to be cleaned. You continue to do all that laundry. But it's a lot. I have noticed you cleaning a lot.
Yes.
More.
Because
you will clean a lot.
At any moment.
But you're just constantly cleaning now.
Yeah. Until like yesterday, I think it was, you cleaned the kitchen for me. Because I was over it.
I know.
It's like, I couldn't do this anymore. The baby is not going to mind if the kitchen ain't totally spotless. But yes, I'm usually a clean freak and I like a clean house. But I cleaned under the bed, which is just so many places that you think, oh, I shouldn't, you know, you don't think about. And so there was a ton of dust under there, which I need to start making a schedule at least once a month that I have to pull everything under the bed because... Come on, people. We live in an apartment, so every inch is storage. So under the bed, we're still very much college kids in that we store things under the bed. And I need to pull, you know, out a couple bins that we have under there and just, like, dust under there. So I did that over our break. I was cleaning out my desk drawer, my closet. I was putting things up and away because I couldn't even walk in the closet anymore.
Well, a lot of it were Christmas presents. And
yeah, between that. And then that was driving me crazy. I'm so glad we went to the storage unit this weekend and we put away stuff because my entire hallway leading up to the bathroom in our bedroom was filled with bags of things that we just needed to put away. I cleaned out the kids' room. Kids, wow.
Kids.
With an S. So I cleaned out their closet and was organizing that.
Yeah. I remember you walked over to me. You're like, I need more baskets. Find me.
And sure
find
enough,
me.
Brian got me baskets.
More baskets. Now.
Brian like, got me those. The baskets were here the next day. And I was like, okay.
Very surprising.
Yeah, very surprising. But also Brian, like, I'll say something. He'll do it right away. Me, I'm like, let me put it on my list that I'll forget to look at. Brian's much better at actually delivering on things like that. So we got more baskets and I labeled that stuff. And because I just realized we had so much stuff to put away. And I'm glad that we only have up into a certain size for the baby that we were able to like wash and clean. Because there's not enough space to have everything when you have two kids. Because, you know, I think Liam has four and... The baby will have four. Actually, I think the baby might have
five or six of them.
Wow.
I'm going to adjust your mic for you.
Okay. So, yeah. So I did that. Bottles.
Oh my gosh.
I cleaned.
It was like sanitizing central.
Yes. I was soap and water, clean, like scrub those things out. And then. Did the whole boiling sanitation, sanitizing everything from my breast pump to every piece of the breast pump. Every piece of it, I took it apart. I checked the breast pump, made sure it still worked, like put it on my breast and like made sure that it was still working.
The night you did all, or we finished sanitizing, that was the next day or that same night, Liam and I made the cinnamon rolls for New Year's Day. And I was so... freaked out that I was gonna like get flour. So I moved them.
I know he moved everything over and then someone put anyways I'm not even gonna talk about it anyways I was just like I'm gonna have to probably
I'm not
boil.
Gonna throw Liam under the bus but there's
oh,
a bus
okay
and there goes Liam
because like an unopened pack of pacifiers that I had to sanitize was on top of my sanitize station because I like wiped everything down with Clorox as we talked about before. We're both sick, so I was just really being crazy, extra crazy about not breathing on stuff, wiping down the area, using hand sanitizer as I was taking things out or tongs, like not touching anything. And then immediately, once it was dry, putting it in the clothes cabinet. And like the cabinet is just baby stuff, so really no one should be going in there, like at all.
No one.
Anyways, you're supposed to be this crazy, really, with the always make sure you're sanitizing stuff. But like from 0 to 3 months, you really want to make sure that the stuff that you're used, that the baby's putting in their mouth is completely sanitized. Yeah. So I'll probably still give it another boil.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we used to boil Liam stuff every few uses
we would put on the pot and boil it. It just was, I mean, it was just good practice, I think.
I know we've already talked about your swollen ankles, so I won't go there, but that's another thing that's happening. Or ballooning. You might have trouble sleeping.
Yeah, that's...
For a few things, can't get comfortable, but also crazy dreams.
You know what? I've had those in the beginning. I was getting a lot of crazy dreams, but I feel like it slowed down maybe a little bit. You had some crazy dreams, which we're not going to share, but Brian had crazy dreams. I think sometimes I just... Maybe for me...
Because I'm pregnant.
Yeah, because you're pregnant. It's kind of... Well, you're not feeling good. I feel like when I'm sick, too, I have crazy dreams as well. But I normally have crazy dreams, quote unquote. So these things maybe just doesn't stick out to me. But I would say the thing that keeps me up or the trouble sleeping is really using the bathroom. Like, because you have to use the bathroom. But I've been making sure I... try to fall asleep as like I would immediately put back on Friends or something like that to help me fall back to sleep. Mm-hmm. But I actually been trying to let my body just be like, you're tired enough to fall asleep, and which it's helped a few times. Or if I no longer use the binge mode when I'm watching Friends, so it'll just go after one episode, and I realize that I'm only watching I'm barely watching one episode.
You only have 24 minutes to fall asleep.
Yeah, because I have 24 minutes to fall asleep. So this is helping me realize that I am actually falling asleep a lot quicker than I think I am. And I'm not being woken up. Excuse me. As a reflex. I'm not being woken up by the TV still running.
Yeah.
So that's helped me a lot.
So those are your symptoms. Any other symptoms you're feeling besides your acid? So
yeah,
so a lot of things are that's ballooning one thing besides your ankles, acid reflux.
I thought I was going to die yesterday because of my acid reflux, and I ran out of Tums. We had no Tums. I'm like, who ate all my Tums? How did this happen? How did my level of Tums get this low? And I didn't replenish it. So we went over to our friend's house, Nick, about a month ago, and he had these new Tums that are no longer chalky ones, the chewy ones. So I've been wanting to get those anyway, so I was happy to get them. I got them today, but yesterday I was struggling because it had spicy, because we're sick, and I'm like, spicy food helps kind of clear up everything.
I thought you were going to say they had spicy Tums and you got
we had some spicy Indian food left over that I had made.
It was spicy.
And then you warmed up some cinnamon buns that we had, which cinnamon, I think, is a trigger for my acid reflux.
Yeah.
So I had that. So, and then I had my foot up and was watching Insecure, which had started years and years ago. And I finally picked it up after it finaled because now I'm just going to binge it. Got through season one already. So I'm proud of myself. And the combination of laying down, having those two dishes, I literally was in pain and I was looking up ways that I can relieve it. And one of the things was eating yogurt, which helped. It did help a good amount because I was burping. It was bad. And that's probably why I felt a little I just felt really crappy because everything was coming up and I just started coughing a lot and I couldn't even even swallow my prenatal pill because it was just like just too much. Combination of being sick, my acid reflux, and then I think inhaling that yogurt, my body was like, what are you doing?
That was really scary. I thought like you were choking.
Well, I felt like I was choking.
I know. You just like threw up. Oh, no, you didn't throw up, but you like spit out all that water.
Yeah, it wouldn't go down.
Prenatal. I was like, what is
or happening? Or came back up. The water like immediately came back up as soon as I drank it. Oof. So yeah.
Yogurt before bed.
So that's my other symptom is acid reflux. Yeah. And
which is getting worse.
Yeah, which is...
Stomach keeps moving closer to your
head. My stomach is literally in my throat.
Oh, my God.
Literally.
and we said this earlier, but at this point in Liam's pregnancy, the kid would be out.
Oh, yeah, we were home.
We were home.
Chilling, sleep-deprived.
For a week. Zombies. I just remember coming home, and I was nervous leaving the hospital because I'm like, okay, we could do this. But then we come home and I'm like, what do we do now?
I mean, I cried in the room when the nurse asked me one question. So Brian was probably a little more confident than I was.
It's like you sit down and you hold the baby.
Yeah, you hold the baby and you're there.
Okay, now
you
feed it. And
it's so funny because we were looking at Instagram and there all these ads are popping up because everything pregnancy related I've clicked on. So now I can't wait for the algorithm or whatever to update to not be all pregnancy things in my explore page because it's insane. But when, I was pushing an ad of what do you do with your baby? You're home now. What do you do with the baby? There's actual lessons and stuff that people can go to about what they can do with their baby when they bring them home. And really okay, if you need that, then go for it. If you don't know what you're supposed to be doing. But really it's just bonding with bonding with your baby.
Hold, feed, change.
Yeah, that's it. And it's just on sleep. Repeat. You do your, skin to skin time. Uh-huh. I don't even know at what point we started to do the neck, having them do tummy time. When was that?
Oh, I want to say after a month.
Okay, almost after a month
so. It's too soon at newborn.
No. You got to put them on the first belly. The first few weeks, you are.
I'm pretty sure it was after a month. It was after a month. Okay. It wasn't any sooner than that.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I felt like that kid always had his head up.
I got it. Seriously. He had a really strong neck.
It's really strong neck.
So
always looking around at people too.
So really that's what you're supposed to do. And yeah. I mean,
and if you're lucky
anything,
enough
I'm
to
just
have...
going to be probably a lot of baby wearing between caring for Liam and caring for the baby. It just would be a lot of baby wearing and trying to do different activities around the house and stuff. And that's pretty much it. And then trying to get the baby on a normal sleep schedule because babies love to be up at night.
Love to be up at night. And now that we have, this is baby two that's going to be in the house. We still have, for our parental leave with Liam, we were like couch potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have to bring another kid to school.
Yeah. Basically got to bring the kids to school. I'm really happy that we know some things that we, weren't quite sure about before, or at least had read up on but really solidified once, Liam was here. But, nap time doesn't have to be this super quiet time or dark time. You want them to know that they're sleeping during the day. Mm-hmm. And just kind of little tricks to get them to know, they're supposed to be sleeping at night and not during the day.
And during your pregnancy this time, you were staying up at night so that they're going to come out.
That we thought that was going to be a trick. But no, because that's when I get all my pregnancy counts in, is really early in the morning or really late at night.
Yeah.
So right now the baby is sleeping all throughout the day and waking up, not all throughout the day, because I get some times a little after I eat or something like that.
Yeah.
Or if I'm being really still, if I'm, sitting and watching TV for a while, I'm just not having
your
moved.
Stomach all of a sudden goes.
Yeah. My stomach starts moving like that. So they do have these certain wake times, morning, afternoon, few afternoon wake ups, and then at night wake ups. So, with that, keeping that in mind, they're getting on their sleep schedule.
Yeah.
So it's like, hello. So the time when mommy sits down after Liam has been acting like an angel baby, now I have to be up with you. Yeah. So that's going to be a shift. He caught on really, really quickly.
He did.
He caught on really quickly. So I'm really hoping this one will catch on really, really quickly too, and praying for that. The one thing that we have as an assistance from day one is our lovely Snoo, which I'm really excited about.
Which we got
hopefully
a month
makes
into Liam.
A month and a half.
A month and a half. Oh, so almost it was.
It was
July.
7 weeks.
Yeah,
he was 7 weeks when we got we got it. So I'm excited.
We have a Snoo from day one.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking. So when we were eating our burgers and fries, and Liam eating fries, I was just looking down at you, and then next to you was Liam. And I'm just looking at oh, look, the three of us. We're not going to be three anymore. It's going to be four.
I know. Well, when I was cleaning the kitchen and I saw where each of us was sitting And your water bottle was like where you were sitting, my water bottle. And then water bottle was there. And I was like, oh, the three of our water bottles. Like, and that's exactly what Liam would be doing. He's like, daddy's water bottle, mommy's water bottle, Liam's water bottle. And I'm trying to teach him, like, do not speak about yourself in the third person. It's your water
my
bottle.
My water bottle. My water bottle.
Yeah. He's been catching on as I help him through that. And so I'm like, well, he kept pointing out it'll be a high chair and then there'll be a little sippy cup or a little, a little water bottle.
Yeah. I mean, with his car seat installed next to him is the Duna. And so he keeps saying the baby's
car seat. So I think he's really excited. He's saying January. I'm like, this month is January. So it's happening soon. My prediction of when this baby's going to come, I really feel like it's going to be like within a week. It's supposed to be within 2 weeks, but for whatever reason, I feel like it's going to be like a week.
In a week.
Because like even when the doctor, which I have to call and make my sonogram appointment, that's supposed to be like 2 days before my
due date.
Huh. I was like, I'm not like, this baby's going to be out of here before that. Like in my head, I'm just like, no,
Well, so, I mean, for this pregnant, because Liam was 3 weeks early, I was just mentally preparing for the end of December.
Yes.
So now I'm like, what do I do?
Yeah. Yeah. So now you're just like,
now
okay.
I have to wait because he was such a surprise that we didn't have this like, oh, we're waiting. It's getting closer to week 40. We just like, ooh, that's a surprise, and which I much rather liked the surprise arrival than, okay, now I guess it could happen any day.
Yeah, yeah. And
I guess it's still a surprise.
A lot of people have said, like, with your first pregnancy, they actually come later. And so with the second pregnancy, I was like, oh, for sure, 37 weeks. And it's just like, no.
Yeah, no. It's chilled.
I always go back to the fact that I was just under such immense stress at my job.
That's true.
Towards the end of my pregnancy that I think my body was just like, okay, we need to give you some relief. And so then I had the baby earlier.
Yeah, that's true.
So I guess being a little bit more relaxed, I guess I am a changed person since it would have been 5 years, close to 5 years ago when I was pregnant, right?
Oh, what? Huh?
No.
No.
When I had become pregnant, if you count the 8 months plus him being almost 4 years old. When you first get pregnant.
Oh, yeah. Well, this upcoming year.
Exactly.
It'll be 5 years.
Yeah. So then, you're
like,
just a different.
5 years. He's three.
Like, what's happening? Do the math. Yeah. 9 months. For our case, 8 months with Liam.
Yeah.
But you're just a different person. So you're looking at things a lot differently. Like when I first got pregnant, when we were 28 years old. Versus getting pregnant when I'm 31, it might not seem like such a big difference, but a lot can happen in 5 years.
31. I guess you'd have a birthday. I was like, I'm 32, but
I guess I actually got pregnant when I was 27 because I wasn't pregnant yet.
Didn't have a birthday yet.
I didn't have a birthday yet.
But you didn't find out until after your birthday.
Until after my birthday. Just doing the math in my head. Roughly, let's just say 4 years, whatever, to make things easier. But you're a different person after, 4 years.
That's true.
I think I'm just much calmer. So maybe my body is just like, okay, you can do this. You can hold on a little bit longer.
Wow.
But I do feel like, my doctor saying, I had my exam and stuff, and I'm only like a centimeter change dilated, which you could walk around for
2 weeks
some time like that. Because I'm trying to think. Because I didn't even make it up to the time when my doctor would start doing
weekly
cervical exams.
Yeah,
because I was so early.
Yep.
I think he might have done one. And at that time, I wasn't dilated at all.
Yeah.
And so now going to these appointments and him checking and being like, oh, you're dilated this much. I'm like, what? Like the first time they told me I was dilated is when I went to the hospital. And then 7 hours later, I gave birth to Liam.
Yeah.
So this is new to be walking around and knowing, oh, yeah, you're dilated.
Does that freak you out?
It's just a different piece of knowledge. Okay. Like, cool. So maybe those like little uncomfortable feelings I'm feeling is contractions.
Oh, like right now?
Yeah, like right now. No, that's just me like trying to
get comfortable.
Shift a little bit. Oh, okay. And get comfortable. Okay, get more comfortable.
We could wrap it up.
No, we'll continue if there's any more to continue.
Do you have anything on top of your mind you want to talk about?
Anything on top of mine? I don't know. This is this whole thing of like having a winter baby, which is kind of like having to wrap your head around. And
there you go.
And just trying to figure out, okay, like we used to do like little walks and stuff.
Yep.
So that's the only thing that I'm like, okay, what else can we do? But then again, we did have like a heat wave that summer.
Oh my God, it was awful.
So there's like no happy medium. So at least by 3 months or so, we'll be able to have like a little bit more comfortable walks.
Yeah.
Because by 3 months, I guess it was still.
I mean, we really just have to get through February.
Yeah. Depending on what Mother Nature wants to do. So that's going to be different. So I just ordered, I thought we were fine with what we had for like taking the baby home.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, actually it's going to be a little annoying because I'm gonna have to really layer. So let's just get something with like the hoods and the foot that fits nicely into the car seat.
Yep.
So those just those little things. So I ordered something today. It might not come until.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. Ugh. It might not come until after, but we do have quite a few doctor's appointments.
Yep.
That are going to be in the next like couple months when they're first born.
Yep.
So it'll come in handy there.
But you it know, is the close situation of a winter baby.
Yeah. Yeah. That is something that I had to kind of like wrap my head around and like how to properly layer because Liam literally was in a onesie.
Yeah.
No pants on.
No.
Or in his diaper. And that was it. And we were good.
Yeah.
It's so like hot. Our, we would it's have so a hot. Fan on or something. Yeah, because it was so hot. And then you didn't, it was so annoying with the air conditioning that we had. It was so loud.
Oh, yeah.
That we could barely hear the TV.
Yep.
So we would use the fan or we would not have it on as long as we could get a little breeze from the window.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he was pretty much naked the entire time, which is really weird because he doesn't like being naked anymore.
No, he doesn't.
Even though he was like pretty much naked before.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. But no, I'm excited. I just really would love to get over this cold.
Yes.
And be fully healthy.
Yes.
And really just surrender to whatever happens and know that the stuff that, you know, you're nesting and preparing for, yeah, that's cool and all, and you'll have physically the things that you need. But I think the biggest challenge is mentally.
Yep.
And so how to prepare yourself mentally is just telling yourself you really have no control and you have to.
Is that the trick?
Yeah. Honestly, you don't have any control. I think I was control freak, even with Liam to this day. And then I had to take a deep breath and I'm like, okay, yeah, he's not listening. He's three. And he's not going to always listen.
Yeah. Yep.
And he's going to go off topic and he's going to talk about gibberish. And I've helped him understand, or Melanie, our friend who was here, and I was just, we just identified, we're like, are you speaking gibberish? And now he knows, like, when he's speaking gibberish, he's like, I'm just speaking gibberish, and he'll just say it, and I'm like, cool, and just, like, going with it, and going off topic, and I have to think that not every 3.5-year-old is going to stay on stay on topic all the time.
No.
So just little things like that where you're just like, oh my God, like what's
you're
happening
not a, you're not a full person yet. Like it's okay.
Yeah. And they're learning because he was asking us things though in full sentences today.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, wow. And he's like, mommy, I'll just wait for mommy to be done. When I was doing something, he wanted me to be done with something.
Well, for him to count your star, for him to count his stars.
Yeah, first count the stars.
And he's like, because I'm like, okay, now time to count. And he's like, turns around, puts his back to me to face you. He's like, I'm just going to wait for mommy to be done.
And normally like, he would probably be like, you know, not maybe respond or not really say anything and just not do it until I came over or go,
yeah, like,
you know,
mommy
to do a little grunt or just call my name. And so, and then he forgets to celebrate those little moments when he's like, he says a full sentence and he identifies what he wants and stuff. And so that's been really cool to see. And sometimes you want them to like respond immediately when that doesn't normally happen. So So being more patient with Liam and make sure I'm being more patient with the baby. Like, they're just trying to figure out how to maneuver this world that they're in, right? And with limited communication. So if you keep reminding yourself that, you know,
surrender to the chaos.
Yeah. and that you almost have to anticipate or figure out ways to communicate with them better during these early times, and just being patient. If you both are just not on the same page, you'll eventually get there, right? Babies, there's only a few things that you can do. But I do remember one of the things too, in which we noticed when Liam was smaller too, and if they got grouchy and not like they're not wet, they're not hungry, but that they can be overstimulated and like there's just too much going on. So remembering just little things like that. And a great gift that I kind of told Brian about to get me was these journals that you journal from your pregnancy up until the kid's 18. You get to put photos and you put little things in there. And as I was journaling and stuff, and I was think of all the little memories, like it just gives you little prompted questions with just a few lines, and you don't have to fill up every line, but it asks you just little things about just like what you went through in your pregnancy and when they were first born. And I was like, oh, this feels nice to like look back and be like, oh, all right, these are the little things that I remembered when Liam was smaller that can be helpful for when this next kid comes, and it might be totally different as I fill the things out for them.
Yep.
And I might be like, oh, actually you hated X, Y, Z, or you did this and you were a brilliant sleeper, whatever, you know. I have so many thoughts on like when people say kids are good sleepers, but you know, the ones that let the parents sleep for 8 hours straight. Liam was not one of those. Still, it's not one of those. unless we go to sleep at the same time as him.
12, 1, 2, 3. If he gets to 3 a.m., he gets 8 hours.
That's true. Hours. But are you going to sleep at 7:30 or 7 o'clock?
Oh, yep. You're right.
So
maybe I should.
But yeah, so that has been helping to prompt some of my memories too with how I can handle, you know, this next turn around. And we'll see. It could either go really well or it will just go to what standards, right? It's just gonna happen.
Exactly.
So if I throw those standards or expectations out the window, then everything's gonna go great.
Exactly. There are no expectations.
Everything's gonna go exactly the way it's supposed to go, is how I wanna see things, right?
Yeah. That works.
Yeah.
So you think within a week.
Yeah.
Surrender to chaos and no expectations, and hopefully you get to rock these shoes for a good amount of time.
Hopefully, yeah. We'll see how I like them after a few weeks. For now, they're doing the trick. I'm loving them.
Yeah,
I'm like, I'm ready to go for a walk.
You're like, let's go now.
Let's go.
but I think what we'll try to do is we'll probably pause on another episode unless we have something like really big to talk about, until the baby comes.
Yeah. So,
or we'll check back in 2 weeks and it'll be like, I'm on week 40.
Oh my God. If that happens, I'm going to be so sad.
That will be the next episode. So it's either an episode where it's check in post baby birth, or
I'm really late,
or you're 40 weeks. We'll do that.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Ooh, stay tuned.
Stay tuned. See you later.
That's all for this episode, but make sure you're following the show so you know when the next episode is out.
Check out our website, liliesandloafers.com, for cooking and DIY inspiration and more updates from our growing family.
Millennial and Pregnant is a Lilies and Loafers original podcast. It's hosted by me, Fatima.
And me, Brian. Original music by Purple Planet. Thanks for listening. We'll see you soon.